Formal reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations by saying, Bravo.
Bravo.
If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Gaudiya Mandala, the place in when the West Bengal where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for his association. Dota, you can play Dota.
Dota. He was saying Dota.
Who can play cartels? Anybody actually knows how to do it?
Kari Prabhu.
How could be argued? Dota?
Can you do it?
Dota.
Dota.
Jai Ram Sri.
Yeah. Shila, Adonai, Adonai.
Chaitanya. Varanga refers to Lord Chaitanya, who has a fair complexion. One who has a fair complexion is called Gaura, and since Lord Chaitanya was very fair, just like molten gold, he was also named Gaura Sundar. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaurangyara Duti Pada Jar Dana Sampada Se Jani Bhakti Rasa Sa. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya can understand the true essence of devotional service. Devotional service is very difficult, cannot be understood by any ordinary man. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self. And out of many thousands of such self-realized persons, only one can understand Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna? Therefore, the devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing. But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Duti Pada, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that one take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and following his footsteps for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. There's more. I'll say it. Somebody else will say it. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Vedanta
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Last night we were speaking in Boston, and on a completely different topic, but in the course of our talk we brought up one point that Srila Prabhupada is explaining here. It's an important point. And we were saying last night that talking about the importance of an example, that it's very difficult to understand how to execute devotional service. Very difficult to obtain the conviction to execute devotional service unless there is an example, especially in this age, which is the age of hypocrisy. It's not so easy to find an example. What are the symptoms of Kali Yuga? Many people say but don't do. Just last night I was quoting a quote that I read some time ago, I can't remember. It was in a mundane book, but it sounded good. That he who can does, and he who can't teaches. Not so mundane, it's relevant. George Bernard Shaw. And so, in other words, he who actually can do something, he doesn't tell others, he just does it. And by doing it, that's how others can learn. But people who can't do it, sometimes the tendency is those who can't do it, they like to teach it to others because it's easier to teach it to others than to practice it oneself. Yeah. Especially when it comes to getting internally very serious about Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we find even that a preacher of Krishna consciousness, sometimes he may mistake that preaching Krishna consciousness means to tell others what they need to do, what they need to do. Because it's easier to see what others need to do than to look within oneself and to see what I need to do. Or it's easier to find faults in others because then we don't have to look within ourselves and look for the same. And oftentimes what we find in others, things that we need to do, to correct them are the very same things that ourselves we need to work on. But to deal with it ourselves is not so easy. So therefore we'll tell others, this is, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, you should stop doing that, you should stop doing this. And that quote that we just gave, he who can does and he who can't teaches, that's pretty much how it can be explained and understood, even in a practical way. So, of course, we know that our Vaishnava acharyas, they both do and they teach. It was said of Haridas Thakur by Sanatana Goswami. He said, some people behave nicely and don't preach. Some people preach and don't behave so well. But you, Haridas, you can become spiritual master of the whole world because you behave perfectly and you always preach the glories of the holy name of the Lord. Everything you do by your behavior and by your preaching is connected to chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So both his behavior and his preaching were perfect. That is, of course, the ideal that, and Prabhupada oftentimes, he would quote the verse, Yad Yad Acharati Sheshtas Tata Ive Chiro Jana Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastara Navartate. Whatever actions are performed by great men. Is that?
Not my fault.
Vaisheshika has a very interesting approach to this. Anybody who leaves their phone, he tells everybody first, if you want to leave your phone, then that's fine, but you have to buy a book for $5. The first phone that goes up.
Your phone goes up.
Your phone goes up. He did that. I think he did that in Boston the other day. I did my Chaitanya's phone. Well, you have to buy an issue for $5. Of course, they very willingly do it. Vaisheshika is very happy. Leave your phones on. Yad Yad Acharati Shishtas, yes. Whatever actions are performed by great men, common men follow in his footsteps, whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This verse is quoted by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and it's also quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita in connection to Lord Chaitanya. It's described in the Adi Lila how Krishna was thinking after he had come, displayed his transcendental pastimes with his intimate associates of the spiritual world. And as Krishna himself, he enjoyed the association of the Nitya Siddha associates. And then he left, and then he was thinking that, well, now that I've left, I should go back again, and I should teach by example everybody, because it's been a very long time since people understood what is the true essence of devotional service and the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, who I had previously appeared with. Now I would like to bestow upon it, the residents of the material world, this transcendental devotional service by which they can achieve perfection in entering into the local Vrindavan. He said, but I'll have to go to teach it myself. So therefore he said that I shall appear this time as a devotee of Krishna, and I will teach devotional service by practicing it myself. And then he said, unless one practices in himself, one cannot teach devotional service. And Prabhupada, he quotes that in reference to the Bhagavad Gita verse. I think he says in the commentary, is it just like a person, if he's trying to teach somebody to quit smoking, but he smokes himself, then who will follow? Same thing, someone is trying to teach devotional service, somebody is trying to teach surrender, complete surrender to devotional service. Well, if you want to teach complete surrender to devotional service, then you actually have to be surrendered yourself. And Prabhupada oftentimes explained that is why his presentation of Bhagavad Gita was unique in comparison to other presentations of Bhagavad Gita, because many persons translated the Bhagavad Gita, but they gave their various interpretations of Krishna's words according to their subjective understanding of Krishna's instructions, and referred to one reference. So oftentimes Prabhupada spoke very strongly about Dr. Krishna, saying that you cannot hear. He talks about it's not Krishna that we surrender, but it's actually within God within that we surrender to. It's to, not the person Krishna. Prabhupada says no, that's Krishna saying you surrender to him. Krishna is a person, and he was saying that, you know, this is simply an interpretation of Krishna's words. Therefore, he emphasized that we have to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, because that is the only way we can understand Krishna's instructions properly. And why did so many people take up Bhagavad Gita? Because Prabhupada was teaching Bhagavad Gita, but he was also perfectly practicing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and therefore we saw the example, we saw his surrender to Krishna, and therefore he became a transparent medium. Hearing Srila Prabhupada present Krishna's instructions of Bhagavad Gita was as good as hearing it directly from Krishna. So the example was there. And therefore, Prabhupada says, now I presented Bhagavad Gita. So many Bhagavad translations of Bhagavad Gita were presented before, but where are the devotees of Krishna? I presented Bhagavad Gita, and now we're seeing thousands of devotees all over the world. They're coming, surrendering to Krishna. What was the difference? They had an example. That was the difference. So, that is our understanding, is that even God himself has to come and teach by his example. What is surrender to Krishna? So he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach by his example. That example was is that although he was Krishna himself, he adopted the mood of the topmost devotee and characterized by his own example the perfection of Krishna consciousness, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji madhamaskuru. He was always thinking of Krishna, always offering his prayers, obeisances to Krishna, always rendering service to Krishna. So he, although he was Krishna himself, he was totally absorbed in the mood of a devotee of Krishna to teach and to freely distribute this love to others. So that is what is being explained here in this bhajan, and that's what Prabhupada is explaining also in his commentary to the bhajan, that one has to accept Lord Chaitanya, the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, so that one can understand the true essence of devotional service. Devotional service is very difficult. It cannot be understood by ordinary men, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self. What is that? Manusha sham, sahasreshu kastu yatati siddhaye. What is that verse in a long time? How many thousands of one men, hardly one may deal different perfection. Of those who have achieved perfection, Krishna says, hardly one knows me in truth. It's not so easy. But Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada says, if one follows the example of Lord Chaitanya, how can one engage himself in this, without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna? Therefore, devotional service as Krishna is not an ordinary thing. But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps, or follows the example of Lord Chaitanya, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. Prabhupada would oftentimes also quote that verse, Tako Patishta Shruta Yogi Binan, Kasavishindasa. This verse explains that sometimes munis, they get together and they cannot be recognized as a great muni unless they actually have a different opinion than the other muni. So they sit, they have their different opinions, and they fight, they argue, which is the actual truth. But dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajana yena katasa panta. The solid truth of religious principles can be understood, found within the heart of an unadulterated devotee of the Supreme Lord. If you want to find the truth, the only way you could find the truth is you have to find it within the heart of somebody who's a pure devotee. And by his example, and by his teachings, both, then you can know what path to follow. Mahajano yena katasa panta. One should accept whatever path the Mahajans have set, given for us to follow. And for Prabhupada always refers to following in the footsteps. Although Prabhupada sometimes said following in the footprints. Footprints. We follow in their footsteps. We follow in their example. So what did Lord Chaitanya teach? He taught by his example. He taught that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, simply by glorifying the holy names of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection in this life. And Prabhupada goes on to say, therefore Narottam Das Thakur prays that one take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very pleasing because the basic principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement are chanting, dancing. Well, this is an interesting purport. An interesting paragraph. I want you to take note of how many times Prabhupada says chanting, dancing, and eating prasadam. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very pleasing because the basic principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement are chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad. He made his headquarters in Jagannath Puri and would dance, chant, and then immediately call for prasad to be distributed to the devotees. They were so pleased that every day hundreds of men would come to chant and dance with Lord Chaitanya. The temple proprietor, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, had an open order to the workers in the temple to supply as much prasad to Lord Chaitanya's devotees as they wanted. Therefore, his pastimes are very pleasing. Chant, dance, and take prasad. If one is captivated by the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, simply by chanting and dancing and eating prasad. In case you didn't know what Lord Chaitanya's movie is. Simply by chanting and dancing and eating prasad, the dirty things in his heart will all become cleansed. The heart of anyone who takes to this movement of chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad will surely be cleansed of all dirty material contamination. Narottam Das Thakur says very rightly, Gaurangira Madhura Lila Jarakane Praveshila Hidoya Nirmala Velotar. If one wants to cleanse his heart, he must take to the movement of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. So what must be done? Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Vitae Gurchandra Sabha Avatar Sabha
Shiromani
Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanta. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chananda, we came to give a process of devotional service which is Kevala Ananda Kanta, simply joyful process. Why is it so difficult? So easy. Just follow Lord Chaitanya. It's very easy. Prabhupada says that right here. It becomes very easy. Just follow Lord Chaitanya's example. It's easy. So many places Prabhupada uses this word easy. But why is it so difficult? If it's so easy. Yes. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, why is Maya so strong? What did Prabhupada say?
Your determination or your
Prabhupada said, the devotee said, Maya, why am I so strong? Prabhupada said, why is your determination so weak? Therefore, we think Maya is strong. Bhogai Shaya Pisakta Dham Taya Prahita Chaita Samsa Yavasaya Pakabudi Samadhal Navadiyate. In the minds of those who are too much attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service cannot take place. There can be no determination for devotional service for those who are too much attached to sense enjoyment and worldly opulence. Therefore, there's no determination. Determination becomes dried up. The example is given in the Bhagavatam, just like the reeds on the bank of a lake, they gradually dry up the water in the lake. In the same way, our desires, if we completely contemplate, if we always meditate on our desires that are there within our heart for sense enjoyment, for material happiness, for material opulence, then by such meditation it dries up the determination for spiritual life, just as the reeds dry up the water of the lake. So Krishna uses that example in the minds of those who are too much attached. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is very kind that even though we have attached so many attachments here within our heart, the reason why Lord Chaitanya made the process easy is because Lord Chaitanya didn't wait for us to surrender before he gave us. He took the first step. That is his kindness, that is his mercy. What did he consider to be the qualification for getting his mercy?
To be servant of the servant?
Yes, but more general, to be fallen. That was the qualification to get his mercy. And what was the only thing such fallen persons had to recognize? That they're fallen. Exactly. That's all. Those who are proud, it's very difficult. Those who are proud of their wealth, just like it is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that the Supreme Lord is very dear to those devotees were fully satisfied in possessing devotional service. Indeed, the Lord relishes the activities of such devotees. Those who are puffed up, proud of their high education or their heritage, their bodily beauty, they generally deride real devotees of the Lord. And therefore, even if such persons offer the Lord worship, the Lord never accepts. Being pride. A proud person, he cannot recognize somebody's devotional qualities. He thinks that actually the symptom of being advanced is to be intelligent, material intelligence, or material wealth, or strength. So he cannot recognize, just like there were so many examples in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya of highly exalted Vaishnavas who were derided by the materialistic worshippers of Goddess Chandi, Golavecha Shridha, who was so absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord. He was chanting all night long, living very simply, lived in a thatched hut with holes in the roof, and every time it rained, it was simply fallen into the roof. His dhoti was knotted in 10 places because there were holes everywhere. And people would deride him. Why do you live like this? But he didn't know the meaning of the word poverty. He was satisfied because he understood what real wealth is. Real wealth is attachment to Krishna, attachment to the holy name of Krishna. He considered this to be his greatest wealth. He would sell banana leaf cups and plates, and although it was not a very lucrative business in Bengal to sell banana leaf cups and plates because banana leaves are everywhere, still he would give 50% of his income for the worship of the Ganges. He was satisfied. So he understood what is real wealth. Real wealth is attachment to the Lord. Shukumbhara Brahmachari, he also, in the same way, people would deride him, they would look at him, scorn at him, call him just simply a beggar in the streets. He would go door to door begging for rice, and he would go to the homes of the poorest householders. He wouldn't go to the wealthy, they went to the poorest householders to beg for his rice. And they would give him a few grains of broken rice, he would collect it, a few grains in each home, and put it in his bag, and people would mock him. Look at this beggar. But he was satisfied. He was so satisfied. And the Lord was so satisfied by his renunciation, so satisfied by his austerities, his simplicity, and his detachment, that the Lord, what did he want? What did the Lord want? He didn't go to the wealthy people to beg, but he wanted to take the rice from Shukumbhara Brahmachari that he had collected. And not only that, but he took it, he snatched it right out of his hands, even before Shukumbhara offered it. Because he was so eager, because Shukumbhara had so much devotion. And one time Lord Chaitanya actually appeared in the village. Another name for Lord Chaitanya, what is it? Lakeshwar. Yes. He said, I will go to whoever has 1 lakh. And everybody was so frustrated. We don't have 1 lakh. What do you mean by that? 1 lakh? And then Lord Chaitanya says, whoever chants 100,000 names a day, I will go to your home and I will take prasad. So he became known as Lakeshwar. He was asking this, that he was what he considered, that is how you can purchase me. chant my name, I will come. Come to your home. Yes. We're not saying chant one back. If we know this was what you've done, we'll get you none to come. But at least 16 times. So, proud persons, they think that why people be wasting time doing these things. They can't understand devotional service. They cannot, for them, devotional service is a mystery. They can understand what a devotee is experiencing internally from pleasing the Lord. Just like I remember going out sometimes with Yarya, I'm sure he remembers, I'm sure Father Jiva remembers. Going out, distributing books many hours during the day, sometimes in freezing cold weather, sometimes in pouring rain. And inevitably someone would always ask, how much you get paid for this? Right? Wouldn't it? It's always. Oh, we don't get paid. You don't get paid? Are you crazy? What are you doing out here? I had people ask me that all the time. They couldn't understand. Why would somebody stand out in pouring rain, cold, all day, and just try to convince somebody to take a book and not take anything, not take any profit, not get anything? They can't understand. Because for them, it's devotional service is a mystery. It's a mystery because they think service means to get something in return. Something tangible. Is there money going in your bank account? Okay. Then it's all right. Then I can see, I can understand why they're doing. But you see, you're getting nothing. You think, brainwashed. People used to think, but they could never understand. What is the devotee getting? He's getting, obviously getting something. Just like I was just reading just yesterday, actually, in teaching Sikli Kunti. There's an interesting quote Prabhupada said. He said, a living being is finished as soon as there's nothing to possess. Therefore, a living being cannot be, in the real sense of the term, a renouncer. A living being renounces something for gaining something more valuable. A student sacrifices his childish proclivities to gain better education. A servant gives up his job for a better job. Similarly, a devotee renounces the material world, not for nothing, but for something tangible and spiritual value. So a devotee, he knows that this, he experiences within, there's something tangible from doing, making sacrifices for the Lord's pleasure. But it's not perceivable to somebody who doesn't know what surrender to Krishna is, doesn't know what it means to do something to please Krishna. They think you have to do something to please somebody else, and you have to base what you're doing to please somebody else based upon the pleasure that you get from it. But a devotee is simply thinking Krishna's pleasure is first. In fact, I was just also, one of the benefits of having this, I have everything at my fingertips. I was just reading this very wonderful prayer by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, right here. He was saying, to whose prayer does Lord Krishna listen? O Krishna, I do not want from you any happiness for myself. Whatever you want from me, I will obey without fail. Even if I have to suffer in doing your will, that suffering will be my pleasure. You are the all-auspicious Lord, and as such, your arrangements can never be inauspicious. If a servant of Krishna prays to him with such faith and feelings, the Lord will certainly accept his offering. Without these feelings and faith, the Lord does not. How should a devotee pray? A devotee prays, O Radha Raman, enjoyer of Radha, please protect me. May I not bring about my own ruination by ever leaving your service. Those who have entered family life should pray, O Lord, may I not become overly attached to family life. May my desire for material life be exhausted. May my attention always remain fixed in your service. Please protect me. This is, a devotee prays in this way. He prays to become attached to Krishna, to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. Let me make you happy, and if, even if I have to suffer to make you happy, that suffering will be my happiness. Why? Because Krishna's happiness is first. It's first. That's how a devotee thinks. When a devotee thinks that way, Krishna becomes so pleased that he won't neglect that devotee. And when by not neglecting that devotee, it means he'll make that devotee satisfied internally, even though externally it may not appear. He doesn't have wealth, he doesn't have so many hardships, so many difficulties. But Krishna will never turn away from somebody who actually thinks first of his pleasure. Never. But that, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, that requires faith. If a servant of Krishna prays to him with such faith and feelings, the Lord will certainly accept his offering. Without these feelings and faith, the Lord does not. So if the Lord doesn't, then we may try to please him. But if we're not actually thinking of his pleasure, how will he be pleased? Here's a verse. Prahlad Maharaj describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking to his classmates, he says, my dear friends, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if you become expert Brahmins, advanced in etiquette, or vast learning, nor by austerities, nor by sacrifices, nor by accepting vows, nor by chastity, none of these things can awaken the pleasure of the Lord. The Lord is pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything else is simply a show. And what Prahlad Maharaj is saying is that what is Krishna looking at? What gets his attention? What gets his attention is when you're thinking of his pleasure. But if you're not thinking of his pleasure, he's not looking. You can't get his attention. You're thinking, you can try, you can wave your hands, put money in the hundi box, do so many different things to get his attention, but it's not going to get his attention. You have to be thinking his pleasure. And then he's very inclined. But if you don't think of him and his pleasure, without sincere devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj says, everything is simply a show. That means Krishna's not looking, so you must be doing it to please somebody else. Get somebody else's attention. You want somebody else to see your devotion to Krishna, but Krishna's not looking. It's a show. So it's the devotion. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. That example was there, and therefore Lord Chaitanya made the process very easy. He says, if you want to satisfy Krishna, then chant, dance, and honor Krishna Prasad. And do it regularly. Hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna, glorify Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya will be very much inclined to stay in your home. Because that's what his movement's all about. So that will please him. Chanting, dancing, taking prasad. That is his movement. You do that regularly, satisfy him in this way, follow in his footsteps, and then life becomes successful. That is, there's more in Prabhupada's purport that I think I should stop here. Thank you. Thank you. Any questions? What is spiritual wealth?
Yeah,
one Gyanpa to preach, another Gyanpa to give any version.
Spiritual wealth means that one's faith in the holy name is increasing. That's our wealth. That's our answer. In the marketplace of the holy name, what is the currency? Faith, isn't it? That is the currency. That's what you use to purchase the holy name's faith. Depending upon how strong the level of your faith, to that degree you can purchase the holy name of the Lord. The pure holy name. So the stronger one's faith is, then the more he advances in pure chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So that is wealth. For anybody, whether one is a household, or whether one is a sannyasi, just like in this song, Goram Gera Duti Pada, that we just chanted.
Why?
At the end of the bhajan, Prabhupada says, he says this, interesting. He said, Narottam Das Thakur concludes his song by saying, Grihe ba vanete taki ha garanga bole daki. It is not necessary that one become a mendicant or give up his family life and society. One can remain wherever he finds it suitable, whether as a householder, as a brahmachari, as a vanaprastha, or as a sannyasi. Vanaprastas and sannyasis are supposed to live outside of the city. Vanete means forest. Formerly, those who were in spiritual consciousness used to live in the forest and become free of the turmoil of city life. But that is not possible now. In this age, no one can go into the forest. That requires practice, and no one is practiced to that line. Therefore, generally, one is recommended to live with his friends, wife, and children. That doesn't matter. But he must take to the process of Krishna consciousness is introduced by Lord Chaitanya. It is not difficult. The real thing is that one has to accept the movement of Lord Chaitanya. Chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad. Even if one is in family life, there is no difficulty. He can just sit down, chant Hare Krishna, dance nicely, and then take Krishna prasad. Everyone can do this. Those who renounce this world, sannyasis, they also can do it. He's talking about the householders. He's saying even the sannyasis can do it. There is no difficulty. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that it doesn't matter whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, or sannyasi. He says, if you have taken to these principles of life, I desire your company because you are a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. That's wealth. It's faith. Faith in the process. Faith in chanting. Faith in dancing. Faith in taking prasadam. And making that one's life. And one, if one has faith that I will do this, this is Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kahida Sudhida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kali Sabakama Kritahaya. Shraddha means firm, confident faith that simply by engaging in devotional service and chanting the holy name of the Lord, all my subsidiary duties will be fulfilled. That's Shraddha. That's faith. All subsidiary responsibilities. But if I do all my subsidiary responsibilities, fulfill them completely, but if I don't chant Hare Krishna, they're all unfulfilled. So Shraddha means that firm, confident faith, that first and foremost is chanting. That requires faith, and that's wealth. And that's what it means to increase your spiritual wealth. Don't, because in household life, there'll be so many other allurements. Thinking that you need this, you need that, you need this. As Prabhupada calls them in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, unnecessary necessities. Perfect. No, but this is a classic Prabhupada. Classic Srila Prabhupada. There's so many things that are... That's a classic Prabhupada. Unnecessary necessities. What is that verse? In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. Sthasthinam dandam aharti. One should aspire for as much wealth necessary to maintain body and soul together. One who aspires for more than this is to be considered a thief and deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. So, that's where he talks about the unnecessary necessities. What is necessity? We oftentimes give the example that people think necessities of life means food, shelter, and clothing. But those aren't necessities of life. Those are necessities of maintaining life in the body. Life also has an existence outside the body. So the necessities of life must be something different than food, shelter, and clothing. So life has its own necessities. That necessity of life is described by Govinda Das. Edana jovana putra parijana itike achi paritite kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhaja hun hari paritire. Wealth, sons, wife, youth, family, what is there in it? Just as a drop of water appears on the lotus leaf, such as this life. So let me take up the worship of Sri Hari, the only necessity. That is the only necessity. That is life's necessity. So that's wealth, when you have faith. That's a necessity. That's my necessity of life. Don't give that up. Otherwise, there'll be always... It's not that other things cannot be done, but they should not be done at the sacrifice of increasing one's faith. Okay. I think... What are we supposed to do?
Part two. You're naming the deities?
I'm naming the deities.
And take a shot.
Malati.
Take a shot. Well, unfortunately, I can't do that. I guess you have to dance too then. This is part of the process. Right?
I'm in the art team.